Morning, I'm Masechet Pesachim Daf Nun Tet, and we're starting at the bottom of Nun Chet. So we ended off yesterday, actually like almost the middle of the sugya. So that time we had it clear aleh chaver shlamim, my Talmud, amar abaya aleh shlamim velo chaver shlamim. We've got to finish the shlamim on this korban and not other korban tamid. Gemara said, matkra rava, em shlamim hu delo nakrib. Gemara said, okay, that's all very nice. So maybe you can't bring any other shlamim, ha olot nakriv, but you could bring olot. El amar rava hashlamim aleh hashlem kol akorbanot kulan. That's the end of us saying no, it's not that. It's the shon hashlem, basically it's complete all the korbanot on this korban. Okay, that's basically where we should have ended off yesterday, and we should start now. Tarabat a new brighter. Tamid kodim lePesach. Now we've got a bit of an order here on what takes place in terms of the korbanot. So tamid kodim lePesach. Rashi says tamid shel bein ha'arbayim kodim lePesach. So the afternoon korbanot tamid. Remember there are two korbanot tamid in baboker and ba'erev. Right. So the one in the afternoon bein ha'arbayim is actually more correctly translated as in the afternoon. Bein ha'arbayim is the latter part of the afternoon. Kodim lePesach comes before the korban Pesach. Pesach kodem leketoret, then comes the pitum haketoret, and again the ketoret was also done in the morning and in the evening. Remember, pitum haketoret, and then we've got the korban pesach, we've got the tamid, then the pesach, then the ketoret, and after the ketoret comes the neirot. Rashi's hadlakat neirot. So we've got Rashi's ketoret shel bein harbayim v'chulehu yalif time. All the reasons, we've got reasons for all of them. Now the Gemara sort of explains, the Brit explains. Yeuchar, why does the Ketoret and the Neirot come last after the Tamid and the Pesach? Yeuchar davar shenemar bo ba'erev uvein harbayim, davar shenemar bo ba'erev ele bein harbayim bilvad. So look at Rashi, Yeuchar davar. Rashi is time and duration of Mefarish, explaining basically the example, the reason. This is an explanation. Right? Tamid kon lePesach, was it Korban haTamid before the Korban Pesach? The dinu sheyuchara Pesach. Okay, for starters, that's pretty straightforward. You want the korban to be later. Shneimar bo ba'erev, uvein harbayim tizbachir haPesach ba'erev. So the korban haTamid says bein harbayim. The korban Pesach says ba'erev, uvein harbayim tizbachir haPesach ba'erev. V'shachatu oto. LeTamid shloim harbo ele eta keves hashtaseh bein harbayim. So when you're comparing the korban haTamid to the korban Pesach, the korban haTamid just says bein harbayim. Korban Pesach says ba'erev and bein harbayim, so ba'erev is later than bein harbayim. Okay, ba'erev means in the night, and bein harbayim means in the afternoon. So you've got bein harbayim korban tamid, ba'erev and bein harbayim korban Pesach means like from after that in the late afternoon going on into the evening. So that is why we've got korban Pesach coming after korban tamid. So Gemara says, wait a second, nihachi. See if that's the case. Ketoret v'neirot nami nikdemu lePesach. Then shouldn't we have the korban, the Pesach, at the end, and bring the neirot and the ketoret earlier? Right, that's the Gemara's question. Look at Rashi. Yehi ketoret v'neirot nami nikdemu lePesach mishum ha'itayma gufei yuchar davar b'chulei. We just explain now why the korban Pesach goes at the end, because it's got hatamid, it got ben arbaim and erev. So then the ketoret v'neirot chad ben arbaim ketiv. Also, the Ketoret to the Neirot, and he got one mention of Ben Harbaim. Uvarot Aron Taneirot Ben Harbaim Yaktirena Uben Harbaim Atar Vayukai. So, with regards to Neirot and Ketoret, the Torah uses a Lashon Ben Harbaim. We just explained now that because Pesach has got also Erev, it should be later than Ben Harbaim. So, why do we have the Ketoret and the Neirot coming after Korban Pesach? Let's have Korban Pesach as the end, as the last thing altogether. And it says, no. Why? Yuchar. Because he says, Yadavar shenemar bo ba'erev uvein arbayim. Yadavar shenemar bo ele ben arbayim. So that's the whole question. That's still the question. Yeah, Iktor ben erev naming niknul Pesach. Why? Because shenemar bo ba'erev uvein arbayim. Yadavar shenemar bo ele ben arbayim. So here comes the answer. Sh'ani Yadav says, no, it's a little different. Why? Because the mi'et rachmana oto. In the pasuk of... It says, yeah, ba'oil mo'ed michutz la parochet asher la'edut, ya'aroch oto. אותו אהרון ובניו, מערב עד בוקר, לפניו השם, לפני השם, וכת לא מדורתם, מעט בני ישראל. Right, so with regards to the Neirot, Rashi is over here, I think. Rashi says, yeah, Demi et Rachmanek abay Neirot, right. With regards to the candles, the Torah uses the Lashon Oto. Oto meaning it, specifically. Look at Rashi. Oto me'er v'boker, v'ein achem me'er v'boker. V'ein lecha avodah k'shera acharei la'atchil. So he says over here in the Pasuk, Oto erev ad boker. That is the avodah from night until the morning that goes through the night. In other words, this is the last avodah of the day, the Neirot. Right, so now we had the order that we had, we said, Korem Tamid Katamid, and then Pesach, then Ketoret, and then Neirot. So we see here that the Neirot is the last thing, right? And the Neirot must come at the end. So the Gemara says, the Tanya Me'erev Aboke Tenla Midata Shte Doleket Me'erev Adboke. Another reason is, and there's no other avodah that's mutar, that's kosher to do the whole night. Right, one to the other, ela that bilvad, my time of why, amar kra, yaroch oto, aron vana me'erev boker, oto me'erev boker, ve'en devarachem me'erev boker. So we see that goes only that from night to day, and that's the last avodah, and the Gemara ends off by saying, ve'itkish ketoret le'neirot. We've got a hekesh between ketoret and neirot. So therefore, look at Rashi, itkish le'neirot, ma neirot, ein avodak shera achareya, af ketoret, ein avodak shera achareya. So already we've got two different avodas here, the ones on the Mizbeach and the ones in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, in the Kodesh. But we light the candles is the last thing we do, and the Ketoret last thing we do on the Mizbeach. But because the Ketoret says Miboker at Erev, because the Neirot says Miboker at Erev, so the Neirot come at the end after the Ketoret. So now, we had a question. We said, Iyachi Ketoret v'Neirot nami niktimu l'Pesach. Right on the third line of the Amud, we said, if that's the case that we're going in terms of the psukim, so really Korban Pesach should come at the end and Ketoret and Neirot should come first. The Gemara says, "V'tanya ki kushyan." We've actually got a brighter, which says like our question. Our question was, why not Korban Pesach first? Here, look at this brighter. "V'tanya ki kushyan." Tamid kodem Ketoret, kodemet Neirot. So here, the orders of Ketoret and Neirot stay the same. We got Korban HaTamid is first, then comes the Ketoret, then comes the Neirot. The Neirot kodemet the Pesach. And everything comes before the Pesach. So what's the last thing in this brighter? Korban Pesach. Which is exactly what we wanted to say. We said according to that limud of Ben Arbaim and Erev, it should be the last thing. He has a brighter, says it's the last thing. Right, look at the Rashi over there. Time, Rashi, we explain it often in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, and now the brighter carries on and says, Yuchar davash nemar bo be'eruv en arbaim, davash lo nemar bo elev en arbaim bilvad. And he has exactly what we said. And what's the reason for it, says the brighter? Because with regards to Korban Pesach, it says, ba'eruv uven arbaim. So that should come last. That's the last thing we want to have. The Gemara now asked the Kasha that we explained previously. When we asked this question earlier, we said, why doesn't the Korban Pesach come last? He said, no, why doesn't it come last? Because miuto atora et amila oto. Remember that? The Gemara says the same thing now. Va'aketiv oto. We've got oto here with regards to the Neirot. Right? Why don't we suddenly say oto? What happened to oto? The miut of oto means that the Neirot come last. What happened to that miut, says the Gemara. So the Gemara says, no. Hi, oto, mi baile. We need it for something else. Limeute avodashi bifnim. That is something else altogether. Look at Rashi. Ahu limiutei avodah shebifnim. Ahu oto, says Rashi. This word, oto, it, in the Pasuk. Lav limiutei Pesach ata. Doesn't come to exclude it from Pesach. It says that it comes after Pesach. The Pesach shouldn't come after it. No. Shehi avodat chutz. Pesach. Where is the Korban Pesach brought? Korban Pesach is brought outside the Kodesh, right? It's on the Mizbeach HaChitzoni. Not inside the Kodesh, inside the Eichal. The Ketoret is brought on the Mizbeach HaZahav inside, and the candles are lit inside. And we're saying we've got two separate works at play. We've got one track outside and one track inside. The certain things are done on the Mizbeach HaNechoshet, certain things are done on the Mizbeach HaZahav. Zullen ze lukt aan de menorah? Zullen ze dan outside de Beit HaMikdash Bichlal? They don't get confused with each other. This mute over here is telling me what? That the Neirot come after the Ketoret. It's only with regard to everything taking place indoors that we're speaking about. Outside is something altogether. And there we've got a limud of Erev and Ben Arbaim, and that's overriding. So the Korban Pesach comes last. And now within the realm of inside, which is the Ketoret and the Neirot, there we've got a mute of Oto that the Neirot come after the Ketoret. Don't get confused. That's the Gemara's answer. So that's what he said. Limud Tehavad Hashem Bifnim, with my new Ketoret. The word explains why. Because what would we have thought? Hoyil uketiv uvahalot Aaron et ha-Neirot bein harbaim yaktirena. The pasuk says, if you look at the next pasuk we got over here, it says uvahalot Aaron et ha-Neirot bein harbaim yaktirena ketoret tamid ibn Hashem dorot achim. So it says uvahalot Aaron et ha-Neirot then yaktirena. We would have thought that according to the order of the pasuk, what comes first? First comes the candles and then comes the ketoret. Right? Look back in the Gemara. Therefore, the Torah says, "No, don't make a mistake." That's what it's for. So that pasuk there, oto, according to this brighter, it's got nothing to do with Korban Pesach. It's what's happening inside the Beramik, inside the Kodesh, inside the Ulam, and there we've got the Neirot and the Ketoret, and that's giving us the order with regards to that. But what's happening outside is a separate process altogether, and there the Gemara is telling us that that Korban Pesach comes last. Okay, so what have I now got that Bein Harbaim Yaktirena for? Because the pasuk does say Uvarot Aronet Haner, where he writes the candles, Bein Harbaim Yaktirena Ketoret. It seems pretty pashut that that's the order. And you're telling me that this Mila Oto comes and chucks out the order. So what's that pasuk for? It was the Hachika Amarachmana. This is how you're going to read that pasuk. It's not you light the candles and then you do the ketoret. It's be'idan de madleket neirot tehem makteret ketoret. In other words, when you've lit the candles, so tehem be'idan de madleket neirot tehem mikter ketoret. When you light the candles, the ketoret should already have been done. Right? You already want the ketoret done. Thank you, Ira. That's what he's saying over here. When we have that, look at Rashi here. Tehem miktera ketoret, kfar tehem mekuteret. You want the ketoret already done beforehand, and then you can light the candles. So now everything works out beautifully between the two brighters. So we've got one brighter that says, Tamid, Pesach, Ketoret, Neirot. And one brighter that says, Tamid, Ketoret, Neirot, Pesach. Okay? So that really is the conclusion here of this sugya, because now we're going to start discussing all other things completely, and it actually seems to me that the second brighter is the halacha. Anybody got a halacha there? Can you see there quickly? Anybody got a halacha there? What exactly is the halacha? It's actually very interesting.
In this case, this is more reasonable.
Right, the halacha is in the last brighter. Okay, the Gemara indicates it's more reasonable. I wonder why it's more reasonable. The only thing I can think of is because the brighter says, V'tanya ki kushyan, which we assumed this to begin with. We had this question to begin with, and we asked the question without knowing the brighter, and then we actually saw there was a brighter that supports our questions. And since we had that question to begin with, it makes sense that would be okay. So that's the halacha. Halacha is Korban HaTamid, then the Ketoret, then the Neirot, and then the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach comes last. Okay. Now we got a new brighter. Tarabanan. Ein lecha davar shekodim letamid shel shachar ele ketoret bilvad. Says there's nothing that you do in the morning before the Korban HaTamid other than the Ketoret. Why? We learn this as well. Shenem arba vaboker baboker. If you look in the actual pasuk itself, it says, V'iktir alav Aaron Ketoret Samim. Aaron would bring the Kohen Gadol would bring the Ketoret in the morning. Baboker baboker behetivo et hanerot yaktirena. When he comes to clean the candles, he lights the Ketoret. So it says there, baboker baboker. V'yukdam ketoret, davar shneimar bo, baboker, baboker, דכתיב, ויקטיר עליו ארון כתורת סמים בבוקר בבוקר, דבר שלא נאמר בו אלא בוקר אחד. So the same lashon as the previous brayta, the Gemara explains that we've got in the Ketoret it says baboker baboker, and with regards to korbanat tamid it just says baboker. So we've got one boker as opposed to two bokers, telling us the Torah that the Ketoret comes first. Now the Gemara says, and further, ve'ein echad davar shemitakev achar tamid sheben arba'im ele Ketoret v'neirot v'pesach u'mechusar kaparim erev haPesach shetuval. We'll see that in a second. Too many things, yeah? Let's go through the one at a time. It says, and likewise, there's nothing that comes after the Korban Pesach, Korban HaTamid in the evening, other than, again, like we saw earlier, right? Other than the Ketoret and the Neirot and the Pesach. That all makes sense. Those three things we really learned. So we learned the Pesukim for that as well, because it says there, Bein Arbaim and Erev, that's the Korban Pesach. And because we've got the miut of the Neirot of Oto, and we've got from the Melacha, that's Melacha for the whole night till the morning, and we've got a Hekesh between Neirot and Ketoret, everything which we learned up until now. So all of that we can handle. What is this new element being added into this Brayta that also comes after the Korban HaTamid and all these other Avodas? Mechusar Kippurim, right? Be'erev HaPesach. Mechusar Kippurim, not Mechusar Kippurim, we know that there are a couple of people, for example, a Zav, a Metzora, Yoledet, anybody think of anything else, that they go through a Tara process, and then after they've finished their Tara process, they go to the Mikvah and they have Haref Shimshor, and they've still got to bring a Korban. Remember? Only after, so there's the Zav, the Metzora, the Yoledet, Tumat Mate bring a Korban? I'm not sure.
You say Metzora?
I said Metzora. Zav, Metzora, Yoledet. Tumat Mate. Does a Tumat Mate bring a Korban? I'm not sure. I think a Tumat Mate, if you have the 7 days of Azaha, I think it also brings a Korban. So that also might be a Mechusar Kapara. So now until the Korban has been sacrificed, he is in Tahor completely. So the Gemara thinks, what's the problem on Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach, you got a guy who's a Zav or a Metzora, a Yoledet, or anybody like that, and they want to eat the Korban Pesach. And they can't eat the Korban Pesach because they haven't brought their Korban yet. Their Korban isn't complete. They got to eat the Korban Pesach. If they don't eat the Korban Pesach, they have Karet. Right? So if you're Bederech Rechoka or you still Tamei, so then you got Pesach Sheini. But yeah, you aren't ready Tamei. You've already done all your Tara process. You just Mechusar Kapara. So if you can still do it, you should go and actually do your Korban. So look at Rashi Avia. Mechusar Kapara. Right? Kagon Metzora. Yeah, Rashi says, yeah. Kagon Metzora or Zav. He doesn't mention Yoledet, yeah. Sheshachach velo hevi kaparato kolim letamid. He forgot to bring his Korban before the Korban Tamid. Vim lo yeviena, lo yochal Pesach. And if he doesn't bring his Korban quickly before the Korban, he can't eat the Korban Pesach. De Mechusar Kippurim, asur bekochim v'anush karet. If he would go ahead and eat it, it'd be chayv karet. On the other hand, if he flagrantly doesn't bring his Korban, it's also chayv karet. So he's stuck, right? So this guy has got to find himself.
What are they talking about now?
What?
Boker, they're talking about a tamid.
Korban tamid shel ben arba'im. We said, baboker, the only thing that comes before the korban tamid in the morning is the ketoret, because it says baboker, baboker. And then we said also, likewise, there's nothing that comes after the korban tamid shel ben arba'im other than what we already saw before, which was the ketoret, the neirot, and the korban pesach. And we added in an extra thing that comes after the Korban HaTamid, and that would be the Mechusar Kippurim. So Rashi says, for example, Zava Metzora, that forgot to bring their Korban. They finished their whole process. They forgot to bring their Korban in the afternoon. They wake up, oi, gewalt, Korban Pesach tonight. I haven't brought my Korban yet. I'm still Tamei. They run off to the Beit HaMikdash, and they quickly bring their Korban even after the Korban HaTamid has already been brought. Okay? So he says, Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruchah says, I'm back in the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel ben Baruchah, he adds, he says, no, why only on Erev Pesach? Af mechusar kippurim b'shar yemot ha'shana, she'tovel v'ochel b'kodshim na'erev. Any mechusar kippurim who would want to bring his korban, even if it wasn't Erev Pesach. So I'm imagining over here, If it was a Kohen, they'd say. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, B'shar Yomot HaShana, Im hevi shlamei nedava kodem atamid, so he bought his shlamei nedava before the Korban, v'hu haya mechusar kippurim, v'im lo yavi kaparato, lo yochal et shlamav, and if he doesn't do this, he can't eat it, d'chtiv achlu otam asher kupar bahem, al ma'achilat kol chimasehi, b'nechalim lekohani, b'nechalim Yisrael. So we're talking about a Kohen Aviyah. So a Kohen also has to do kapara. He can't eat his kochim. So he says Aviyah Rashi, that we see from this, Rabbi Shmuel Benosh, Rabbi Yochanan Baruch, he wants to tell us that any time you've got a mitzvah asay to eat, you can bring your mechusar kippurim after the korban atamid. And he says, like Yisrael has a mitzvah asay to eat korban pesach, a Kohen, a mitzvah asay to eat the kochim. So therefore, any time that a korban of your kapara, of your tumah, is going to prevent you from being able to mekayim the mitzvah of eating kochim, you can bring a korban even though the korban atamid has already been brought. Okay, that's the exception that we'd allow you to bring. Now the Gemara is a bit of a kasha here, to try and understand what's going on between the machloke, between Tanakama and Rabbi Yishmael Benosh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch. Bishlom Tanakama, who says only korban pesach, yavo asay de pesach sheyesh bo karet veyidche asay de hashlama sheyem bo karet. Because what's the hashlama here? Remember we said aleha hashlem. Rashi actually said that. We already learned before. What's the din of having the korban hatami being the last thing? Because we said aleha hashlem. You finish all your avodas on that, and that's a mitzvah asay. So now we've got another mitzvah asay of korban pesach. And everybody's mitzvah to eat a Korban Pesach. So therefore we can understand according to Tanna Kama, Korban Pesach, mitzvah asay, that is doche the asay of Ashleim Aleah. Ela Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, my ulmei dahai asay mihai asay. So I don't understand. When it comes to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch, he says anytime there's a mitzvah asay to eat kochim, but why is the mitzvah asay of a regular kochim greater than the mitzvah asay of the finishing everything on the korban atamid on the aleh hashleim? Korban pesach we can understand. Torah tells us that everybody has to eat it. A mitzvah not on Israel, but just a stomach kohen coming to eat kochim. Now we're going to allow him to bring his korban after the korban atamid. Why is his kochim more important than this kochim? Why is the mitzvah asay to eat this more than the mitzvah asay? That's the most question. Look at Rashi. The hashleim high asay. Right, the Masorah Shas actually corrects it. It says the achilat kochim, not the hashlama. The achilat kochim. So why is this assay of achilat kochim for the kohen yoter alim, right, stronger than mihai assay, right? And yeah, the Masorah Shas corrects it as well and says of hashlama, because hashlama is seen to be like an overriding general mitzvah assay, and the mitzvah assay of the kohen is a unique assay, is an individual assay. Why is this assay stronger than this assay? We understand Korban Pesach, but why the regular eating of a kohen? So Amar Ravina, we've got two answers coming up over here. Ravina gives the first answer. Amar Ravina, Amar Rav Chisda, hacha b'chatat of askina. And he says, no, you're missing the story. When did we say that a regular kohen can bring, or we have this mechusar kapara, can come afterwards, when it's a chatata of she'ein lemizbeach ele dama? You're right. On the mizbeach itself, nothing happens after the korban hatamid. But with the chatata of, really chatata of, now we know there's a list of things chatata of over here, right? It will depend. There's something, for example, yoledet. I think yoledet. It's all no. I'm confused now. There's a whether yoledet, so she can. There's an ola and a chatat. If she's rich, I think so. The one is a keves and the one is a chatat. With the zav, with the metzora, and there's a chatat ola. Hashem will see it in a second. And the ola is always, I think, a keves. The chatat and the Hashem can be, or the other way around. We'll see the Gemara in a moment. Can be chataot. And then the yoledet, Roy is pointing out to me something. A table. Hold on. Oh, beautiful. If you turn over a couple of daf, I don't know if you might be ready, I'll just always do the first page. There's a table over here. A zav and a zava. A zav and a zava bring a chatat and ola, and they're both birds. Always an off and off. A yoledet and a metzora would depend now if they're wealthy or they're poor. A yoledet that's wealthy, right, brings a chatat off and a ola keves. A yoledet that's poor brings them both off. A metzora brings three korban, brings an asham, a chatat, and an ola. So in a rich metzora brings for the asham a keves, has to be a keves. Always, even for the poor, a metzora is always a keves. The chatat, if he's rich, he brings a metzora, a keves. And if he's poor, he brings it off. And if he's for the life, which brings a keves. And even if he's and if he's poor, he brings it off. So basically, as follows: for the metzora, an asham has to be a keves, irrespective of if he's poor or rich. So the asham has to be an animal that goes on the mizbeach. If he's poor, so the chatat and the ola he can bring from birds, and a yoledet can bring from birds as well, if she's poor. And a yoledet has to be a woman, right? That's why I said if she's poor, right? You can't have a male yoledet, obviously, right? And a zav and a zava, right? So they bring birds irrespective of rich or poor. The zav, the korban for zav and zav is always birds. Okay, so we'll see in a moment. So comes along Ravina and says, you know, Rav Chisda, then what are we talking about here, b'chatat, when we say the chatat, that if you bring chusa kapara, it's a chatat off. She'enu mizbeach ledama. The bird never goes on the Mizbeach. It's only the blood that you sprinkle on the Mizbeach. Right? So therefore, there's no stira over here about bringing the bird because we can still have the din of Korban HaTameh being the last thing. Right? Papa says no. Papa says, Afilu Tameh b'chatat behema, even a behema, even an animal. Now, Rav Papa now comes along and gives us a way to get out of contradictions. In other words, he has a solution. Very creative solution. What is solution? Ain achinami that the korban atamid should be the last thing because of aleh hashlem. Right? We learned that yesterday that you want to have that to be the last thing on the mizbeach. So what do you do? On the one hand, we want this guy to be able to be mechusar kapara to find the kapara. So ma'aleh, you bring the mizbeach, the korban up to the mizbeach. Umalina berosho shel mizbeach. You don't actually put it on the mizbeach. You bring it up and you leave it on the side. And lina means you leave it over there during night. So you, on the one hand, you brought it up, but you actually put it on. Now, how does that work? Look at Rashi. Yeah, Rashi says that, but metzora ani. And we saw now a second ago, thank you, Rui, from that table there, right? Metzora ani, he brings a chatata off, a chicken, a bird. Kamar, shemevi chatata off. The Kohen will eat it. There's no actual burning of it on the Mizbeach. And now when it says Hashlama, Hashleim Aleya, that's with regards to actual Ketorah. This is the first answer. This is Ravina's answer, right? And Ketiv, Vahatara Hashem Mechusar Kaparet, Kluya Bechatat, Ketiv, Vahikrivu Livna Hashem Mechibar Aleya, Bechatat, Kaya Beoledet. So basically the Yoledet and the Metzora, we can take the birds, and we stick the birds there, and the birds don't actually go onto the Mizbeach. There's no problem. The Kohanim go and eat to sprinkle their blood. There's no stir here between the Korban Atami being the last thing on the Mizbeach, and this, because it doesn't have to go onto the Mizbeach. That's Rav Chisda, name of Rav Chisda. Rav Papa said no. Rav Papa said, Male umelina barosh Mizbeach. Look at Rashi. Kedichti v'yikrivu livne Hashem v'chaper aleh. V'lemachar yaktirena l'achar tamid shel shachar. He says, what do? You bring it up there. Leave it on the Mizbeach, on the side. Don't put it onto the pyre there to actually burn it, right? And then in the morning, after the Korban HaTameh shel Boker, then you burn it, right? Velina, look at what he says here. He has an amazing halacha. Velina eina poselet barosh hamizbeach. When do we say that lina, if the korban wasn't burnt during the night and was left overnight, becomes pasul if it was downstairs? You brought it up to the mizbeach. And you never burnt it, doesn't matter, it stays a kosher korban, and then tomorrow you can burn it. Right? So he says, okay, so we got a bit of a kunz here. We bring it up. You now, so to speak, a mechusar kapara, because you, as far as you're concerned, it was brought up to the mizbeach. There's no problem with the psul of the korban, because it'll be okay on the mizbeach till tomorrow. Tomorrow you do the akhtara. So we've basically solved your problem, right? That by the Gemara says Bahaika Asham, but that works beautifully with regards to a chatat, which can be an off. But now let's look at that table again. It's a good table there. Let's just find it. Right, but with regards to that, we said that the Metzora brings an Asham, and the Asham always has to be a Keves, right? There can never be a Chatata off. So now what do? Now you can't, right? Now what do? So he says, Vayik Asham. So the Bishlon Rapapa, Hainu de Marin Lei. Rapapa, it's not a problem. Rapapa said, just do Lina on top of the Mizbayach, any animal. It doesn't have to be Chatata off Rapapa. So that works perfectly. El Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda now, his whole solution was that it's a Chatata off, that it's a bird offering. And therefore, he's actually gone to the Mizbayach. What's he going to say now with the Asham? Amar Shekarev Ashamo. He says, so you know what? So he already brought the Asham. He just forgot the Chatat. The Asham he brought before the Korban HaTamid. We're talking here about the Chatat that he forgot. What are you talking about? V'haika Ola. Right? But there's an Ola still. If we're talking about the Asham, let's use that table again. So we've got the Asham. The Asham is the Chatat and an Ola. Right? So if he's poor, it can be an off. Agreed. If it's just also a Keves. Right? But now we've got the Ola. And now what's the story of Ola? So now, so you'll say, you know what? Doesn't matter. The chatata of, because the ola goes on the mizbayach, remember? Because what's the ola? The ola is kulot toktar. Remember that from Azvachim days? The ola gets burnt, sizzled up completely. Nothing's left from the ola. So the ola has to go into the mizbayach. The chatat, you can tell me the kohenim are going to eat the meat of the bird. Doesn't go into the mizbayach. So that's a problem with regards to the korban tamid. But with the ola, you can't sell it any longer. So, okay, so you sort out the Asham. You said, there's an Asham, which is an animal which has to go into his back, which is a stira. So you said, no problem, the Asham has been done already. So, but wait a second, we've got the Ola. And the Ola clearly has to go into his back. So now what are you going to do? So now, look at the Gemara, it says, Vayik Ola. Now, V'chi Taima Ola Lo Ma'akva. Maybe you'll tell me that no problem. So you won't do the Ola. And the Ola is not Ma'akev the Kapara. If he brought the Asham and he brought the Chatan, it's good enough. And now you can eat the korban. Maybe you want to say that, but it can't be. Why? The same Rabbi Shmuel over here who caused us these problems earlier, right? He said, what do we learn from him? When it comes to a metzora, all three korbanot are ma'akev. So you have to bring the chatat. So you're going to tell me now, well, he brought the chatat as well? Maybe you'll tell me, okay, no problem, he brought the Ola already. The Asham and the Ola have been brought. It's just the Chatat he forgot to bring. And the Chatat's an offering, therefore the Chatat hasn't gone to his back, and the Chatat's not a problem. Maybe you don't say that to me. But can we say that? Or me, Karva, Olato, Kolim le Chatato, Rishon? Is it possible that the Ola comes first before the Chatat? We've got a din, Va'atanya, right? Va'ikrivet asher le Chatat Rishona. Right? The Chatat comes first. My Talmud Lomar, Im La Mechte Kodemet Lo Olivin, tell me just that comes before the Ola, right? Finally, Marvet Asheni, I say Ola Kavishpat. Torah tells the second one, the Ola. Elab Zebna Av Lacho Chataot, Che you could mot, the whole lot of Babinahim. Anytime you got a Chatat in an Ola, the Chatat comes first. Now, Tosha asks a question on this being an abstract, I don't get into it, it's a bit technical. But the bottom line for us is that if you got a Chatat in an Ola, the Chatat always comes first. So it's impossible that you brought the Ola first. Maybe the Asham, but not the Ola. The Ola couldn't have come before the Chatat. That's why the order is Asham, Chatat, Ola. You could have bought the Asham, but the Chatat you have to bring before the Ola. Therefore, the Ola has to come last. And if you haven't done the Chatat yet after Korban HaTamid, you certainly haven't done the Ola yet after Korban HaTamid. And the Ola has to go into the Mizbeach. So how do you solve that problem? You with me? Everybody got the problem? The question's clear, right? If we're going to say that the solution is it's a Chatat off, and the chatata of, because Rav Papa is not a problem. We say malin, we bring it onto the mizbeach, we leave it there, and tomorrow morning we deal with it. But according to Ravina and Rav Chizda, who said that it's a chatata off, that it will work nicely when it's not a metzora. Because the metzora has got Asham, Chatat, and Ola, and the Ola has to be lost, and the Ola has to go into the mizbeach. The Kaimelan, he says, look, Rashi, the Kaimelan Bezvachi, Parak called Tadir, in the Parak there, Daf Tzadik, Tahai Binyan Av, Lo Itzrich, Ele Lechatat Of, Abayim Olat Behema. When do we say this? This is particular, Kako Yuret Ashira, Shem Evi Olat Behema, Chatat Of, Shem Tagdish Chatat Lo Ola. The Kaimelan, the Afilu Chatat Of, Kodem, the Kaimelan, the Afilu Chatat Of, Kodemet Lo Olat Behema, even if it's an animal, So yeah, even if the animal, the massive chidush, because we would have thought that a chatata of you bringing a bird wouldn't come before an olat behema. He says, no, even a chatata of comes before, in other words, a chatata of always comes first, no matter what. If it's a bird versus an animal, even though an animal might have preference, the chatat comes first before the korb, before the olah. So therefore, it's all part of the same question. How could it be that the olah wouldn't have been brought? It's Amarava, Shani olat metzora. He says, no. That din that you quoted to me there, that the chatat always comes first, is different when it comes to a metzora. Why? Because with regard to a metzora, drachmana amar, the Torah says, particularly the lashon of metzora, is vehela hakohen et haola. What does it mean, vehela hakohen et haola? Look at Rashi. Vehela hakohen et haola v'et hamincha. Right, the Hagota Gra over here, of Ranshbug, he changes the Rashi there, not from Bepar Chatat Kativ, Batar Chatat Kativ. After Chatat, we spoke about Chatat, and then we learn there about Vehela HaKohen Et HaOla, says, Umidahavel Elemichta V'et HaOla Yale. The Torah should just said V'et HaOla Yale. Why did it say Vehela HaKohen Et HaOla in a crazy Lashon? It was in a past tense, and you've already brought the Ola, the Chatat can still be brought. In other words, you're telling us that when it comes to Metzora, there's a dispensation over here. You're right that normally a Chatat has to come before an Ola, but with regard to Metzora, an Ola can come before a Chatat. And if Ola can come before a Chatat, then we've got another problem. Then Rav Chisda fits in again. Could we say, yeah, you're right, he brought the Asham, he brought the Ola, which is unusual to bring the Ola before the Chatat, but in Mitzvah we can bring it, and now it's just the Chatat off, and the Chatat off doesn't go on the Mizbayach, so therefore we haven't got a problem to bring it afterwards. I'm Rav Sham, Rav Shem.
These Olas we're talking about, these are
Tziburi,
not Yechid.
No, Olat Mitzvah, the Mitzvah. We're talking about a Mitzvah now, Mitzvah is Mechusa Kippuri. No, the Korban HaTamid is an olah, but that's a korban tamid. But now a metzora, a person who was a metzora, right? He has to do kapara. Now when he finishes metzora process, he brings three korbanot. He brings an asham, he brings a chatat, and he brings an olah. Now we're trying to work out a situation over here where we allow an individual mechusar kapara to bring a korban after the korban tamid. Because you saw the Tanakhama said over here that there are four things that come after Korban HaTamid. There's the Neirot, there's the Ketoret, there's the Korban Pesach, and there is the Mechusa Kapara. So we're trying to work out how Mechusa Kapara works. We've got a machloket here between two opinions. Ravina says the name of Rav Chisda. And what are we speaking about? We're speaking about only a Chatat Ha'of. That you never bring an animal and a Korban after that. Only a Chatat Ha'of. Rav Papa says, no, you can bring a Chatat animal even. But you don't actually bring it to the Mizbayach, you don't burn it, you just bring it up to the Mizbayach and tomorrow you deal with it. And that's good enough. So now we're trying to understand with regards to Rav Chisda's answer, Ravina, in the name of Rav Chisda, who said that it's a Chatat Ha'of, he said, wait a second, how does it work? So you're telling me Chatat Ha'of for the Metzora, but the Metzora brings three Korbanot. So it brings an Asham, a Chatat, and an Ola. What about his Asham? His Asham has to be a Behema. So he said, no, he remembered to bring the Asham, he just forgot to bring the Chatat. He says, okay, that's beautiful. What about the Ola? And if you're going to tell me that he brought the Ola first as well, it can't be because the order goes, Asham, Chatat, Ola. You can bring the Ola before the Chatat. And the Ola over here has to go on the Mizbayach, even if it's a bird. Because it's holding the Ola, you burn it. So he said, no. Maybe we brought the Ola first, but you can't because the Pasuk says order. So he came up and we said, no, that's you right. The order for Chatat before an Ola is a normal order, but with regards to a Metzora, there's a dispensation because the Pasuk says, that he could have maybe already have brought the Ola first. So we've solved the solution for Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda now got a perfect scenario. What was the Brayta speaking about? The Brayta was speaking about a situation where the Metzora had brought his Asham, he had brought his Ola in the wrong order, but okay, and he forgot to bring the Chatat, and now he wakes up after the Korban HaTamid had been sacrificed. And we say, for the Metzora, you can bring the Chatat off. Why? Because the Chatat off doesn't go on the Mizbayach itself. It's only the blood that goes on the sprinkling, and the Kohanim eat the Chatat, and therefore doesn't have a stira with our Korban Tamid being the last Korban, other than the Korban Pesach. Okay? Right. So Amar Rav Shemin Bar Avad Rav Papa. So Rav Shemin Bar Avad says to Rav Papa, Ledidach da amart ma'ale umeline brosho shel mizbeach. You, what's your advice of Papa? You want to tell us, bring this korban, leave it on top of the mizbeach, and tomorrow after the korban tamid of boker, deal with the haktara. But what a problem! You're causing problems here. Why? Kayamin, you are creating a situation over here. Va'avdina mil to the kohen. What are you putting the kohen into a situation? The atu behu de takala. They're going to end up messing up. Why? The savre the yomehu va'atu nikture. The kohanim don't know. You got these kohanim running around. La la havdin elef havdalot. But imagine in your mind, like in a like the queen ant, right? You got all your worker ants running around. So everyone's busy, busy, busy. That's the havdin elef havdalot. Now I'm not saying in a disparaging way. On the contrary, just to give you an idea. Imagine the Beit HaMikdash. With the Kohanim running all over, every Kohen is running to finish up. They go before the Ben Arbaim, and the Korban HaTamid, and they're going to do the Ketoret and the Neirot and clean up and finish up and do all the bloods and get all the other Kohanim running all over the show. Everyone's got busy with their own job. You've now stuck a Korban on the Mizbeach, which is not meant to be burned today. It's meant to be burned tomorrow. Some zealous Kohen picks up their thing, chucks it onto the Mizbeach. And now you've got a problem because that wasn't meant to be done today. So that's what he says to him. You know, will you imagine the problem you're going to cause for these Kohanim? So look at the answer that he gives. It's an unbelievable answer. So he says to him, Abalei, Kohanim Zrizinheim. Don't worry about the Kohanim. Don't you worry about the Kohanim. Look at Rashi. Zrizinheim, Vahamalan Sham Yodei, Yodei Leichav HaKohanim VeYizaru Bahen. He'll let them know, and those that are up there will be careful. And you don't worry about the Kohanim on that. How many Kohanim we got here this morning? We've got at least two that I can see, right? So the Kohanim are giving huge compliments here by the Gemara that they're able to withstand what an average person would mess up with pretty easily under pressure, like on the Mizbeach. So Amal Rav Ashi Rav Kahana, V'amir Rav Huna Bered Rav Natan Rav Papa. So this kasha was either Rav Ashi said it or Rav Huna said it to Rav Papa as well. Vaha kame de lo mikatre emorin, kohanim lo matzu achle basar. So, but now we've got another problem. What's the problem? In order for the kapara to be complete, now what do we say about the chatat of just now? Who eats it? The kohanim eat it, right? Only after the kohanim eat the chatat, the meat of the korban, is the kapara complete. Now, if you haven't burnt the korban, you've left us up on the mizbech, you haven't done haktaraf yet. So the kohanim aren't allowed to eat until after the haktara. The haktara is like the enabler for the kohanim to eat. And if the kohanim don't eat, then the kapara isn't complete. Look at Rashi over here. Amar Rav Ashi, Ad Rav Papa Parich Amar Malina. That's on the kashas on Rav Papa. Right? Look at the next one. Michta kol kamad lo mitra emori de chatat. Since if you haven't burnt the emorin, right, the offal of the chatat, kohanim basar de chatat kohanim basar chatat lo matzi achle. They can't eat it. Ubalim lo havi le kapara va'adayim mechusa kapurim huveach yiachal bekotchim. So let's say you've got this kohen now, this kohen mitzora that we spoke about, and this kohen mitzora now wants to eat his kochim, and he brought his katata off. Okay, we say it's a katata off, so it's not going on the mizbeach, but still, well, that would occur, not according to a papa who said that. What do you do? It's not a katata off. It's an animal. Sorry, it's an animal, but you don't have to actually worry because you just leave it on the mizbeach and tomorrow they'll burn it. But the burning is the enabler for the eating of the meat. And until they eat the meat, there's no kapara, so it's like a spiral over here, and we still haven't got proper b'chusa kippurim. Right, that's his question. He says, the Tani, we've got a bright, Yachol Yehu Kohanim Rishayim B'chazeh V'shok Kolim Haktrat Emorin. Can the Kohanim get the matanot from all from the regular korbanot, the chazeh and the shok, before the Emorin have been burnt? Tamud lomar, v'tira kohen et ha-chelev ha-mizbeicha. First, the Torah tells us that you do the haktara of the chelev. And then it says, Vahadar, Vahayah, Chazer, Laron, Vadav, and then he gets the meat. Vahame, we know from the Gemara, Vahame, the Kohanim, lo achle basar, balim, lo mitchaper. Full stop. Until the meat has been eaten by the Kohanim, there's no kapara. The Tanya, the brother says, Vahlu otam, asher kafar, vahem. What achlu otam, those eat, there was the kapara done for them, lamecha, Kohanim, ochlim, balim, mitkapri. So it's a long question of you. He says to him, how do you come with a solution? So it's a fantastic solution. So you've solved us the problem of not actually burning doing the emorim on the mizbeach after the korban tamid. But you haven't really created a scenario of kapara. Right? The question is clear, correct? So Amar Lei. So now, whoever this was, right? Other was actually asking Rav Kahana, or was Rav Huna speaking to Rav Papi himself. Amarle, he says, not a problem. He says, Chayvan de lo efshar, imagine lo efshar like in inverted commas, right? This is like a term, lo efshar, it's impossible, can't be eaten. Look at Rashi. Chayvan de lo efshar, what does it mean, lo efshar? La'ak turinu, it's impossible to do the haktara today, ha'idna, why? Mishuma sayda hashlama, because there's this hashleim alei. There's this mitzvah asay that all korban have to be finished with the korban atamid, and therefore it's impossible to actually do it today. Asa'um, we treat the meat, this amorim that are waiting to be burned tomorrow after the korban atamid of boker, kemi shenitma'u o she'avdu, u'mishtru kohanim b'achilat basar b'havi ha'kapar le'balim. What would happen, he says, if that amorim that we were meant to do haktara with got lost? Or it became tameh. Well, but you say that the whole korban is pasul? No. We say, okay, it was very nice. We wanted to do haktarat emorim. It got lost. So we can't do it. We'll eat the meat. Or it became tameh. So we can't do it because of a bit of emorim. You're going to pasul the whole korban? No. It got lost. If it could have been done, it would have been done. If it can't be done, it can't be done. We eat the same thing over here. We say, you know what? It can't be done today because of hashlem, of that mitzvah asay. So we'll eat the meat nonetheless, and therefore the kapara was complete for the person. It's unbelievable what he says over here, right? He says, "Lo'efshar asa'um kibishinu back in the Gemara, asa'um kibishinu itma'u o she'avdu, the Tanya quotes a bright over here, yachol mitmu emorin o she'avdu, lo yu kohanim zakin b'chaze v'shok." Now this is a, you could say this is a bit of like a boys club here. The kohanim are looking after the kohanim, right? You're going to say, because the Amorim got lost, or because they became tamei, the Kohanim shouldn't get their chazeh and shok? Why are they to blame? Why must they suffer because the Amorim became tamei, right? Chas v'sham, I think more as a joke, right? Tamud lomar, v'aya ha-chazeh arun vanav, mikol makom irrespective, says the Pasuk says over here, v'iktira kohen la'chelev ha-mizbecha, but that's the ideal, v'iktira kohen ha-mizbecha. But nonetheless, the pasuk ends up and says, "V'haya ha-chazeh la'aron ulevanav." Whatever the case is, the chazeh and the shok come to Aaron. So the kohanim will get the meat, even if they couldn't do the haktara in the end. So the same thing over here. That's what we do. No problem. Okay. So now the Gemara is like a Rav Kahana. Now we finish with that basically. That seems to be the halacha. That would be the problem. We solved it very nicely, both with regards to Rabin and Rav Chizda. If it's off chatat, which works beautifully. And we've even saw the Matzora, we've got an out there over here that the Matzora could bring the Ola first. Or if we go and contra our Papa who says that you leave it on the Mizbeach, and we've answered all the questions over there, so we leave it up there till tomorrow, we do that cut tomorrow. Today we haven't got a problem, it doesn't become pasul overnight, it's on the Mizbeach, and at the end of the day we treat it as if it was something which couldn't be done, we were unable to do the Haktara, the Kohanim can eat it, the guy gets his Kapara, and everybody is happy. Okay. Gemara now brings a couple of steers over here between psukim. Rav Kahana Rami. Rav Kahana brings a steer here between two psukim. Now we're talking about korban atamid. Ketiv on the one end of the pasuk says lo yalin chelev chagi ad boker. Right, so you can't do lina with chelev chagi, right? With the korban ad boker. So the Gemara is like this: Ah, ad boker hu lo yalin. He only can't leave it until the morning. Ha kol alayla kula yalin. But during the night, he can. In other words, as long as he does haktara sometime during the night, any time of the night, as long as not till morning. As long as before daylight, he has to have done the haktara, he can do it. No, it has to be done immediately. It can be left overnight, just can't be left till the morning. Uchetiv, now we've got another pasuk that says, v'iktir aleha chalvei hashlamim. On the other hand, it says, v'iktir aleha Chelvei Hashlamim, Alei Hashleim. We saw that with the Korban HaTamid, when we learned this is the mitzvah that we've been speaking about, right? Alei Hashleim, Kol HaKorban HaKuran. You've got to finish everything with the Korban HaTamid. Look at Rashi. V'aktiv Alei Hashleim, D'mashmo Shelo Yitakev Davar Achar HaTamid, Shoben Arbaim. So you shouldn't leave anything. You've got the Ben Arbaim up there, you're busy burning the Ben Arbaim, the Korban. While that Korban HaTamid is on the Mizbeach, do everything. So the one pasuk says, no problem, leave it over till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. The other pasuk says, do it right now. So there's a steer between the two psukim. So right, the Gemara says, who motiv lav, who mefaritla? He asked the question, the Rav Kahana, and he gives the answer. He says, what's the answer? Keshe nitotru, What do you mean? Well, there was too much to leave over. Look at Rashi. Kishnotru mikorbanot shenizrak daman kolim tamid. V'lo yispiku lakriv. It happens. The time comes. We had a very, very busy day in the Beit HaMikdash. Lots of korbanot. They shechted them all with Kabbalah, Holacha, Zrika. They threw the blood. And now they're lining up to bring the meat up onto the Mizbayach. And what can you do? It's a busy day. Comes time for korban atamid. The Kohen shouts, stop. They bring the korban atamid to the korban atamid. And now they've got a whole backlog which they've got to carry on burning all the Amorim on the Mizbayach. So it happens. Right? That's what he says. Kolim tamid v'lo yispiku lakriv. D'chevan d'nire l'akrava. Kolim achen al tamid shel shachar hu mushlam. He says, however, since it was ra'ui, you were able, in principle, it could have been burnt on the hashlem of the korban atamid. Practically speaking, it slept out into the night. That's still considered on the hashlem on the korban atamid. It's not a problem whatsoever. That was the first Rav Safra. So Rav Safra asks a kasha here, is a steer here, and he quotes it to Rava. So the Gemara says Rav. I know that we're in later, we'll end up by the Mishnah, we'll carry on the Mishnah tomorrow, just get up to the Mishnah. But interesting, why does the Masorah Shas, if you look at the Masorah Shas over there, he changes it from Rav to Rava. Now why to Rava? Just go forward a few lines. You see the Gemara says over here, Amarle, if you skip down forward, it says Amarle, and the answer, Kfar Remir Nihale Rav Ada Bar Chia Rav Abahu. This question that you're asking, right? So Rav Safra has a question, and then the guy's answering, he says, Rav, it can't be Rav. Rav answers him and says, the question you're asking was already asked before by Rav Ada Bar Chia Rav Abahu. And the Masorah Shas points out over here that Rav lived before Rav Abba Bar Chia and Rabbi Abahu. So it couldn't have been Rav, because Rav could never have answered Rav Abba in saying this question was asked before, because he lived before them. Okay, so that's why I changed it to Rav. That's a pretty persuasive reason to change it, right? So look at it real quickly. So Rav Nav Safra Rava Ketiv Lo Yalin Laboke Zeva Chagi Chaga Pesach. You shouldn't leave over the Korban Pesach to the morning. It says Laboke Lo Yalin Ha Kol Al Yalin. But same thing, you can leave it out the whole night. Va Ketiv Olat Shabbat B'Shabbato V'Lo Olat Chol B'Shabbat V'Lo Olat Chol B'Yom Tov. So why have you got a problem? Because on the one hand it says Lo Yalin Laboke Chag Ziv Pesach. The whole night you can. On the other hand, the Torah tells us Olat Shabbat B'Shabbato. When can you burn a Korban of its day? The Shabbos Korban you could burn on Shabbos. V'lo olat chol b'Shabbos. You can't burn a olah from the daytime onto Shabbos. V'lo olat chol b'yom tov, and not ochol yom tov. And the korban Pesach, what's korban Pesach? It's a korban from the daytime. Now you're burning it into yom tov. So how can you eat the korban Pesach overnight? Right? So I'm like, kfar rimi ni hale rabba brachir rabbi abayu. So this question we already been asked. V'shani, how do you answer? Hacha, right? It's a unique situation. We're talking that bright. That pasuk is specifically mentioning that the 14th of Nisan was a Shabbos, like this year. This year Pesach Motzei Shabbos, 14th will be a Shabbos. The Chalvei Shabbat Krivin BeYom Tov, right? And then because it was Shabbos, the Chalvei Shabbos can be Krivin BeYom Tov. That was the pasuk we spent, not Korban Pesach on. I'm talking about the actual Shabbos Korban. Was left over into Yom Tov, and that can be done. So Amari says to him, Rav Safra said, what are you talking about? Shouldn't the Chavez Shabbos cream be Yom Tov? Ana neku v'neime lei the high crab arba sashachaliyot p'shabbos u'chiv. Just because of that, then you're going to now go and tell me the whole Torah brought this pasuk here to speak about one off chance of every couple of years it would apply that Pesach is there Shabbos. What are you speaking about? The pasuk's a general pasuk. So Amale Shavka Nekra Dehu Dachik Umakas, you know what? Listen, it's a difficult pasuk that I agree with you. It's complicated. It's dachuk. It's very difficult. Just leave it alone. Accept my answer that it's a unique answer. That's look at Rashi quickly. He says Shavka Nekra Dehu Dachik Umakas Avshay Mide Kashu Cry Adan. Since we've got a stira here in the two pasukim, it's pasuk. There's a stira over here, right? Al Korchechai says Karai Gufayu Mukben Avshay Dachik. It's a standard pasuk. It's talking about a particularly unique situation. Leave it as is, and that's the answer. We'll carry on tomorrow.